This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
It's Wrench Nation. How you doing, everybody? Wednesday, September 14th. It is Frank and Steve. Hello, Frank.
What is happening, Stevie? What is going down?
Just doing the things I got to do to get the things I got to do done.
Yeah, well, on today's show, we're going to get a lot done. You know, Wrench Nation.
I always love Wrench Nation. Wrench Nation's always a good time. Of course, it's a good time for you, we hope. If you're listening, 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. That's the phone number. If you text the word wrench to that number, you will qualify for today's Cabela's $100 gift card. We're doing them every week. End of the show, we pick a winner, and we contact them back on the text, or if we call them if we have time, and we'll get you that prize. All you have to do to qualify that is text the word
wrench, W-R-E-N-C-H, people,
to 480-655-8870. You'll be a member of the Wrench Posse. You'll get all that good stuff. All right. So, Frank, what's going on?
Well, I tell you what, the garage has been busy, although we did have, we had a day where, you know, every business, when they have a little, you know, a little bit of a slowdown, we
sometimes
had a day.
Sometimes there's a lull, sure.
And we just gutted everything out. We got everything clean. We threw out some old tools that we, you know, you get busy, you got a clean house.
When I went down there the first time when we did that remote, well, the first time I used your bathroom, I had been there a couple other times, but first time I used your bathroom, I walked into that bathroom and I felt guilty about using it because it was so clean.
Our bathrooms, we take serious, of course, but you know, that's what people deserve. You know, I don't think, look, it's our house. It's the culture of our house.
Sure.
You know, and there are many great businesses out there. Wrench Nation, you know, you guys, we are a car care community. And for many of our listeners, we want to thank you guys for joining us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. If you guys have any sort of engine noise, or perhaps you got a brake light or a check engine light, you guys know that you can call in or text, whatever you're comfortable with. We are here to serve and empower all your automotive needs. And
today, aren't you going to go through some of those sounds people might hear?
Yeah. You know, we've been in the background. You know, you guys can communicate with us on Facebook, of course, on Twitter. We're going to talk about an interesting email that I got from one of our listeners out in Texas. You know, we got a huge podcast movement, which is really cool, Steve.
We love you listening all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah, if you guys are listening and you had to separate, perhaps you had to go to a class or had to get to work and you couldn't listen to us live, you guys can get on our podcast, Wrench Nation, real simple. And apparently, I don't know, iTunes says new and noteworthy. I guess that's, we're new and noteworthy.
New and noteworthy.
So that's a round of applause for somebody. Yeah.
There you go. There's some applause.
So this is really cool. And it's a testament to our community of listeners. And we just try to have fun on here. There are some serious topics that, you know, need to be serious. But you guys know you can count on us for just a good old-fashioned fun time. On today's show, we're talking about the car noises, man, whether it's the undercarriage or coming from the engine bay area, or perhaps there's a little noise from the glove box area. We've had a lot of questions off the show about noises. It's popular, man. It's like waking up and all of a sudden your knee starts creaking. What is that? You know, so.
Well, I just turn the radio up and just ignore it.
I know. A lot of people are doing that, but that's a no-no.
It's a bad idea.
It's a no-no. So, one thing I would tell you, when you guys text that wrench, you have that chance, man. This is a $100 Cabela's card. I'm going to dive in just really quick. Why would you want to become a member of Wrench Posse? Let's say you just want to listen to the show for an hour. And
why,
that's
Frank?
Cool.
Why would I?
I know. Why would I?
Please,
I'm busy.
Tell me.
The thing about it is this. Many of you listening may not have a relationship with a garage or a collision shop, or perhaps you're dancing about buying a particular part from a parts store and you're not sure. The fact is, our show is all about community, but our posse is really one step further. And so you're going to get that one-on-one assistance. So we've already done a few live videos from the garage.
Right.
Off of Twitter, guys. You guys know you can find us on Twitter at Wrench Nation. And so we had several requests. Well, we're just going to live message you right from our garage about a particular problem. You know, some folks, Steve, don't want to call in. Some folks like to just casually listen, and that's cool. We appreciate you guys. So that's one of the perks to becoming a Wrench Posse member. You also have access, man. We've got car shows coming up. So you're going to be sort of behind the scenes. We're going to draw some of that in the future, where we're going to hand select a few of you Wrench Posse members, and you're going to hang with us.
Oh, sounds like a fun
and
party.
And you know what? Let's be straight and truthful with people, man. Yep. I'm not Jay Leno. I'm not pulling in a Hollywood crowd. We're
well,
not
I'm
having
Brad Pitt,
that.
Though.
Well, we may. I'm still trying to get a hold of Mr. Jay. But the fact is, we're going to hang as a community.
Once you come in here and you hang with us, I just want to say this. There's only one rule about Wrench Nation. You don't talk about Wrench Nation.
You talking about the haters? It's okay.
All right, talk about
haters.
It.
Haters will make you grow.
We actually
man.
Don't. I was doing the Fight Club thing.
I know. I'm not a big TV buff like you,
that's
brother.
A movie.
So that's what you'll get, you know, and you will get. We do a lot of giveaways. We'll be in touch with you. Look, bottom line, people, there's no reason. If you're listening to the show, you text that wrench, WRENCH. You join in that wrench posse. And what it's going to enable you to do is never, never have any sort of bare essentials with a mechanic or anything to do with automotive people. You guys are tapped into our network here locally. And in fact, you know, we got listeners on the podcast. You guys rock, you know, in California, Virginia, Canada, wherever you're listening to, we've got a network. So our goal, our mission, our pride, our passion here with this show, we can have fun, people.
Absolutely.
But underneath this underbelly is a lot of passion about getting you guys connected to the right resources. And that is Wrench Posse, people.
I have grown miles on my car knowledge since I've been a part of this show. So we hope that we can do the same for some people out there. You know, find ways to fix it yourself or... If you can't do that, find the right places to go and what to do and the right things to look for when you're having a problem.
That's right. That's what it's about. So we appreciate you guys. We definitely want to give big shout outs to our podcast listeners. If you're catching this on the replay, you guys rock. And we do have some more shout outs up in here. And I got to say, let's just hold on a minute. Stop the music. Wait a minute, man. This may not necessarily be a shout out, but it is in a way. One of our listeners on the podcast, he emailed me. And dude, I was just like, wow. First off, he was like, I'm going to try to email this guy and get it.
And he'll never email me back.
And it's like, come on, man.
He's
we're just
famous
a small,
Frank.
Yeah, no. We're a small Nathan. Show. So brother man emails me. He moved from Minnesota. He went out to Texas. And things are tight. He's having a tough time. Look, car repair can make you just want to throw up in your mouth, man.
Sure.
You know, you're moving, you got moving expenses. If you've got a family, you got to get kids set up in school.
Well, sometimes it seems, Frank, that everything snowballs at once.
It can, definitely. But we're here to just kind of give you a bit more perspective. It ain't that bad with your car repair. So he reaches out. He goes into a garage, and it looked like the garage was doing everything right. They do an inspection. He wants to make sure he's arrived in Texas. He's making this transition. And so... I helped him out. We just do what I do here and help him out and gave him some tips and pointers and broke down some of the priorities that were listed on a quite long-winded. The guy was alarmed. He got a long-winded inspection report.
Wow.
Need this, need that, need this. Nothing against the garage. They were just giving him the straight and skinny about his car. And so I reached out to him and he was really grateful. He emails me back and I'm going to stop the presses. This is a shout out. For Mr. Moses out in Texas, this is what he says. I hope to meet you soon, sir. Thank you for being so kind and genuine and generous on these matters. It's hard out here. I don't expect life to be easy, but it's important to have guidance to make good decisions without regrets. Please don't stop what you do, sir. I really want to be in that position to help people once I'm established, maybe a year or two down the road. You know, that just stopped my day.
That's awesome, man.
You know, here we are. We're a small show, man.
Yep.
There's a lot of things you could listen to.
Absolutely.
And I just want to tell you guys listening, this is the pride and passion. And again, Steve and I
almost got tears in my eyes, man.
This is so look, let's be truthful with people. And we're gonna cover
that's all I try to do, and you the same.
We're gonna cover the topic.
Yep.
Here we are, we're doing a radio show. There's a lot of stuff that you guys can listen to and just say, oh, Wrench Nation, I'll catch a little bit of this and that. But you know, since I've been doing this, my passion is people and being able to connect people and being able to help people. So I want to make that as an official statement. You guys listening, grab a tissue. I know we got a little emotional. So a big shout out to Mr. Moses out in Texas. You'll be A-okay, brother.
Yeah.
And you rock, man. We appreciate it. And of course, as we always do, you know, if you lose your owner's manual, you're just not sure about the information you're getting online about your car repair. Maybe you watched a YouTube video, just didn't pan out. A big shout out to Car Care Council, man, carcare.org. That's where you're going to find a lot of information about your car. They are a national nonprofit, really out there just educating you the best they can. You type in your VIN number, you can put your year, make, and model. So carcare.org, that's a great resource for you people. Impartial, not paid, not sponsored. They are a nonprofit. You can put in your information about your car and get these straight and skinny. So carcare.org, go check them out. That's this week's shout outs, brother.
And we're going to be back with all those noises that Frank is talking about. They might be happening in your car right now. If they are, you can call us 480-655-8870. We want to hear from you, talk or text. Also, that number is the same number to call or text. If you text the word wrench to 480-655-8870, you'll qualify for this week's $100 Cabela's gift card, all right? Text that right now, 480-655-8870. We'll be back.
Rock on.
Frank and Steve.
Yeah, Wrench Nation continues. Text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. Get qualified for this week's Cabela's $100 gift show that we text out the winner, or we call them if we have time, at the end of the show. All right, Frank, so what... We're talking about all these noises.
Right. It's a big common occurrence, right? People out there driving, you got noises. And I mean, surely don't be raising the radio up, but sometimes we may do that because we just want to eliminate in our mindset. So look, right now, there's probably half of you right now, when you apply that brake, you're going to have some sort of noise associated when applying brakes. And if you look at the anxiety that can stem from noises.
What's this one right here?
Brakes. So a brake squeak. Is that something major? Let's see if we can reproduce a brake squeak from our sound library. But I'm sure most of you listening, you know what a brake squeak sounds like. It sounds right. So the fact is, this is where the anxiety comes in. People, it's like, okay, I got a brake squeak. Is this serious? Well, listen, before we dive in any further, any noise that is not patterned to how your vehicle sounds, yes, raise a red flag, get it looked at right away. We can't take that casual. Look, it's like the human anatomy. If you've got some chest pain, you're not going to let that go and say, well, that was a meatball I had the night before. No, you're going to get it checked out. Because the biggest thing, you guys got to be aware of this, that car repair is all about catching stuff right on early. We want to catch it early. So brake squeaks could mean that the brake pad has a metal tab, or in some of the occasions you have, the European platforms do have the old wiring sensor, right? So the brake light will come on, one of the, in the Europeans. But that metal tab on the brake pad lining, that's a wear and tear item, that is essentially now contacting that moving rotor. Think about that disc.
Okay.
The face of that disc is the rotor, and the face of the brake pad, they kiss each other every time you apply the brake. So if you've got a squeak, it's high-pitched, and it is more common, right? You're hearing it daily. It's not a once a month kind of thing.
Right.
Now listen, once a month, once a week even, squeak, Steve.
What about
maybe a little brake dust? And we'll talk a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Brake dust. And also, what if your brake fluid's low? Will that cause a squeak too or not?
Not necessarily. Okay. That's a hydraulic system. Not necessarily would cause some noise. If your brake fluid is low, you're going to have brake pedal fade, right? Okay. Your pedal will sink.
Yes.
You're going to leak, right? So hydraulic systems, they're sealed. But so the brake noise of a squeak, that, you look, get it checked out.
What's this noise with the brakes right here?
Right, so there you had. That's one of those grinding type noises. That's a bit more serious, right?
Yeah.
You look, again, we go back to the surface of the brake rotor. It is flat. It has got to be smooth somewhat, not too polished mirror-like. But when that starts to groove, remember the brake pad starts to wear thin, and it is going to have a direct relationship to that brake rotor. So you're going to start cutting into that rotor. And so when you apply the brake, you're going to get a grind. And the grind is not good, people. That's no bueno. We don't want a grind in this situation. It means you possibly let that brake symptom of a squeak, let that go for too long, and now it becomes a grind. So now I want to get right to it because, look, people may have heard this before. They've heard the speech about brake squeaks. The big question for everybody right now is, okay, great, Frank. How do I handle that when I get in the garage? They're telling me I need all this stuff. Well, the fact is this, you guys know anytime you hit a garage, show and tell is huge. If it's your first time in a place and you got a noise and you don't have a relationship, show and tell. If there's a sign that says you cannot go in the garage, that's not good. Those days are gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, for years, it was traditionally.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've always just walked in there and said, the hell with
you. Well, some places, I'm not knocking it, but traditionally there was a sign, you can't go in there because it's insurance. We can't let people.
I've seen that sign recently. We can't let you in here. Yes.
Now I'm saying we're not building microchips for Intel, or we're building
secret stuff.
Right. So with an escort, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to show you. And I'm going to show you what good looks like and what bad looks like. And I'm going to give you those comparisons for peace of mind. Now, look, a lot of you may say, well, Frank, I don't know what I'm looking at. Well, a good garage is going to be able to sample through pictures of your current situation. Let's say, Steve, you couldn't make it. You're on here doing the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to text message you a picture or possibly a video.
Sure.
Listen, this is one of the... Wait a minute. This is a tip, man.
Technology.
Technology. Grab your cell phone out, people, and write or text or note yourself. If you're driving, chill out, pull over to the side of the road. Remind yourself, if you go in for any type of service, garage, plumbing, dry cleaning, whatever service you're going to get ready to experience, I want proof. Can you send me a picture? Can you send me a video? I may not be able to make the drive 3 miles down to the local garage to see what they're talking about.
Right.
So most good garages are going to have that information. If you've got the brake squeak and you got the brake clunk, that's an issue. Get it looked at. In terms of wear, the official is 2 millimeter thickness. A new brake pad is 10 to 12 millimeter in that range. As just like your sneakers, they wear over time. They're going to start to thin out your tread on your sneaker.
Sure.
The same principle with a brake pad. It's a wearing item. 2 millimeters is about time to get replaced. That's the discard. If not, it costs more later because now we're cutting into rotors. So 2 millimeters, that is what you guys want to look for. And you guys know you can call in with your questions, 480-655-8870. We're talking noises. This is the noise edition. We don't want any noises in the vehicle, and we're going to arm you up with some noises. And that was the brakes, Steve. So have you experienced a squeak periodically?
I've had squeaks also. What about the squeak that it sounds like it's like a belt?
Let's do it.
Do we have it on here?
Oh.
You know the belt one?
Man, are you like the sound engineer for some
of
the
brake
manufacturers?
Yeah, that's me. Make the sound effects.
We just lost half our people.
But what is, like, well, when that happens with the belt, I think.
What you're saying.
Right.
And I just got to check with our listeners. Are you guys still with us? That was excellent, though.
I hope it didn't go right through your speakers.
Yeah. You're talking about the consistent E.
Right.
That just means, remember, people, we talked about the metal tab.
Okay.
As the brake lining starts to thin.
But
the metal
it sounds like it's coming from the belt under the hood.
No, that's another. We're going to talk about belts.
Okay, good.
We're going to talk about belts.
Right, that's what I was talking about.
I really wanted to touch upon brakes because there's a lot of people right now.
Oh, wait. I think this is what what's the serpentine belt? What's that?
Well, the serpentine belt. There you go. All right. We can get into it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And that's annoying.
I hate those.
Especially on a first date,
man. Oh, I know. It's so embarrassing. And then you're driving up and you don't really notice it, but everybody else knows it.
I can see this. You did everything. You put your nice cologne on.
Yeah.
You got your nice digs on.
I put my toupee on.
You put a couple bucks in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you're ready to go on the first date. You start the car and here's the... And she looks at you and that's...
Oh, I hate that sound.
She's just... Yeah, that's not good. So essentially the serpentine belt, people think about a snake, a serpentine.
Serpentine fire.
Right. It is just sort of slithering and wrapping around all the pulleys. The serpentine belt is one belt that powers up, that looms, if you will, like the thread on a sewing machine through its spools.
Right.
It's going to circulate and keep all the vital pulleys to your alternator, your water pump. What happens with the belt specifically, what we just heard, would be a belt that's getting old. And specifically, it's a belt that could be stretched. It could be aged. It'd be hard and brittle. And more importantly, everyone's probably heard about this. You went in for service and said, your belt is cracked, man. And you're like, oh, God, my life's ruined.
Right.
That's how we feel. My life
belts
is ruined.
Belts are the easy things, aren't they, though?
Steve, belts, generally speaking, a definite win for consumers.
Right.
Belts have been designed to last longer. And here is a tip for you people. I'm going to ring the win bell because this is a win for the consumer. You have many manufacturers out there. And don't quote me. I don't have the new rubber, this new chemical part of the rubber. I should know this and be able to spew it out. But it's like a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of word. I'm not a chemist. I can tell you the win for the consumer is belts do last longer. So they don't crack per se as they wear in the ribbing. Without getting too technical, bottom line is belts are better designed. So it's not uncommon. I'll tell you, I'll give you an example for a belt. My wife, she says, you know, we're doing, you know, I'm like the guy that takes care of the shoes. Everybody's shoes look good, except mine may have holes. You know how it is. If mechanics, we got listening. Your stuff is like the last stuff you get the chance to work on. So my wife says, hey, take a look at the car. Make sure we're good with road tripping.
Right.
And of course, we do that. And she says, you know, honey, it's got 80,000 miles on it. I know we need the belt. Well, we checked the belt. We measured the belt. We did everything we were supposed to do. And I said,
and it was fine.
It was fine.
Uh-oh.
And of course, she looks at me. She says, you know, if the belt goes, I'm coming on your show.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to crucify you.
So, did your belt go?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
We were fine. But that noise is a squeak. Now, listen, on the squeak, let's play that squeak again, because there's a couple other things that could be potential. We're going to try to play that again. So here you are. All right, a very consistent, rhythmic squeak. It almost sounds like you got a family of mice hanging out in your engine. And the fact is, you may also have a couple of other things. Belts are common. Now, the good news is, we're going to step back on the belt arena. Sometimes, Steve, especially with the Japanese imports, the older imports, they're adjustable. They are adjustable.
Really?
Yeah, some of the V-rib style belts. That's
the old school.
Well, I mean, we still have them out there, although the serpentine belt is main practice, so they could be adjustable. But in most occasions, yes, you have to replace a belt.
Sure.
Now, as we heard this sound again, one of the other items is, remember, you've got a lot of accessories, alternator, water pump, power string, AC compressor. They all have bearings.
Okay.
That's what keeps them nice and fluid and spinning at very high RPM.
Oh, sure.
So if you have a bearing in one of those, that could be an issue. I see.
Could it be your wheel bearing?
No, that's another sound.
Okay.
So I just want to be clear.
Bearing, but
you get that type of squeak from the belt area. Could be a belt, could be an adjustment. Now, I've seen people squirt some stuff, some belt dressing. That's just a Band-Aid, okay? You really got to look at it closer. There's a lot of stuff in a bottle, Steve. You know, it's like medicine, you know, and it's almost a water pill, right? Look, you go in, they give you a water pill. Oh, I feel great. There's some of that stuff in a can. I call it mechanic in a bottle. Be careful. Be careful with that stuff. If you got an issue, it has to be fixed or else it's going to cause problems. So give me another sound. What do you got cooking?
I'll give you another sound. I had another one right up here. There's so many of these sounds you could have in your car. It's amazing.
Oh, gosh. That's a sewing machine
What is that?
Well, that right there is your valve train.
Oh.
And that's your play it up.
Oh, no.
A little bit high. Play it again. Oh. Ah.
Engine seizing up.
Right. So that's actually your bottom end. Let's lower it a little bit. So the important thing is, how did we get to, because a bottom end knock, this is the rod or main knock.
You didn't put oil in it, did you?
Well, you ran it low on oil.
Yeah.
Right. So what's really cool is now most cars, especially newer meaning last 10, 15 years, but in general, most cars have an oil light. So don't if your oil light is
pull the hell over, put some oil in it.
Stop
immediately. Don't go any further. I've done it.
I'm telling you, you could lock a motor up.
Not a good idea.
No. So
blow a rod in there and see how much it costs you.
I've seen people get some little black tape and put it over the light. And that means you're running low on oil.
Okay.
You've got an oil leak.
I've told you before, I've done this.
All right.
I didn't get the oil changed, didn't take care of it. It was a Pathfinder. And drove it, light was on, figured, I'll get to it.
Right.
Well, then all of a sudden I'm hearing that knocking.
Oh, yeah.
Those rods. I think this is what engine running without oil sound effect. Let's see what this sounds
you're
like.
You're talking
here.
The bottom end.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going so I take it in and I'm going oh.
It started with valve train. Play it again.
That one there?
It almost, and then it starts when he shuts it off. Let's listen. He shuts it off.
That's the end of it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Bottom line is that was an engine knock.
Right.
As that particular sound effect
the
shut off.
The engine was knocking in my vehicle. I took it and they go, I'm sorry to tell you, man, but you need a whole new engine.
Yeah, it's devastating.
And that was in 1995. And that engine for that Pathfinder was $4,500.
Yeah, easy.
And
yeah.
It was never the same.
Right. So people keep oil in the vehicle. Yeah. And let me tell you something. If you got an oil leak, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Make sure you check it on a regular basis. You can manage that. As long as it's not profusely leaking out on the driveway or as you're driving. So that was an engine knock. And Steve, we got more great noises coming, man.
We do. More great noises coming up. And also you can text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. qualify for this week's $100 Cabela's gift card. We're doing it for a few weeks. We want you to win it, and we'll contact someone at the end of the show. Now, we also take your questions. Maybe you have a noise. 480-655-8870. We'll talk to you right here on Wrench Nation.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870.
All right, it is Wrench Nation. Frank and Steve, and your calls, your texts at 480-655-8870. If there's ever anything wrong with your car, you wonder if you maybe it's time. I had the same question a few months ago. I've got this car, it has 135,000 miles, and I just paid it off, and it's the air conditioner went out, and I got to spend $2,000-some-odd. That's the kind of questions we want. Should I fix it, or is it worth it, or should I buy a new car? That's the kind of questions we'd love to help you with here at 480-655-8870 to see if it's worth your time.
Absolutely, man. There's so many scenarios out there. You talked about one of the big challenges, and we're going to see this now, people. You know, the holidays are coming up. We got a little bit of time, but perhaps you've saved a couple bucks and you want to treat yourself around the holiday, or perhaps you're going to buy your son or daughter a vehicle. You want to know what kind of situation am I going to get myself into? So those type of questions, you guys can call in 480-655-8870. And I will say just real quick, we're recapping some of these noises, brake noises that you guys had. Look, bottom line with noises, if you hear a noise, you definitely want to catch it in its infancy, right? Because that ultimately is going to reduce your expense. We had brake squeaks. We had brake grinds. We had a little belt squeak action.
Right.
We also covered some of the noises that you can get from your engine that sounded really bad. Essentially, keep oil on your engine, man. That's really important. And don't, as
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, been there. Breeze been there. We've blown on engines.
Don't stress out. No. A lot of you listening right now, Things may be a little tight budget, yep. Right? Where maybe I got a mortgage to pay, I've got sure. a house to pay for, I'm purchasing a house, I'm getting married. The thing with these engine oil leaks is manage that. It means you may check it once a day, you may check it once a week, you know, so just stay on top of it so you don't elevate yourself into a situation where you actually blow the motor.
So what is a dangerous level to get to? I mean, should I never be more than if they open it up and it says I'm a quart low?
Yeah, so on a V8, not yeah. as bad, right? A lot of these V8s are going to drink about 5 to 7 quarts. So if you're down a quart, not as bad. On okay. a four-cylinder that's drinking 3 to 4 quarts,
oh.
1 quart is a big difference in percentage.
Sure.
So I just would rather folks know, don't be low at all.
Right.
Okay? And again, you're going to get in a baseline, take it into your local garage. You guys know we're on Chandler Dobson Desert Car Care. If you can't make it into us, I'll refer you out. We've got a great network. We're going to give you a courtesy check. You know, if you said, hey, Frank, I know I got this issue.
Sure.
I just can't quite fix it. How do I manage this? In fact, quite frankly, we're doing I don't expect my gal in Sun Lakes, who's retired, to get all dirty and check the oil.
No.
She just swings by. We check it. It's a courtesy. It's good old fashioned. Yeah. Good old fashioned.
Like putting air in the tires.
Exactly, man. So I don't want people to stress out. Just stay on top of your car situation, especially with the oil leak. So what else?
What about this one? What's this noise?
Oh, gosh.
I've had this a few times.
That's a bad morning.
Every year. It can make you late, can it?
Yeah, it can. And boy, that's some anxiety. Especially, I've got to get the kids to school. I'm running late. Or I started a new job, man. And the boss is a schmuck. I'm sorry.
Oh, and then and now you're calling on your first day going.
First day.
Or third day. And
right,
like, oh, my battery.
And here you are. So you guys know, most of you are probably familiar with that noise. That's
right.
The battery drag starting the engine.
Right.
The engine's dragging. The
now
battery.
That could be a dead battery. It could be other things, though.
Well, it could be. Absolutely. Most occasions, it's a battery
right?
that's just not got enough oomph.
But you have an alternator?
Well, hold on. We're going to
okay.
get to that.
Okay.
Right to the relationship right. to the drag. Bottom line is the source could be other things, but the battery is what's really
okay.
not.
Exactly.
So if you're a starter, right?
Right. What's killing the battery? That's the question.
That, too.
Yes.
But the starter could be drawing, right? Another
okay.
starter's an electric
starter,
motor.
Starter, sure.
Think about a fan motor that you have at your home, right?
Yep.
Your fan, if your fan motor is dragging, it's going to cause draw to that circuit. It's going to work it harder. It's going
to
draw more
amperage.
I've had
to replace starters in my life.
Right. Yep. So I will tell you, look, most people know living in the valley is hotter than a mug out here.
Yes.
If you're across the country somewhere, it could be winter. Winter's just brutal on batteries as well.
30 below would be just as much as
just
120
as
above. Yep.
Yeah. So the key is you want to make sure you're checking the battery at every oil change. Now, what are they checking? They're voltage checking. They're
right.
also amperage checking. The amperage is the power. It is the brute muscle behind the battery. So that would explain to you guys. Some of you guys may have had an issue where, Well, hey, Frank, my radio works, but my car won't start. Well, think about it. The voltage to radio is really minimal, but to crank and turn over an engine, especially some of these bigger V8s and diesels, some of these diesels, 800, 900, 1,000 cold cranking amps. So that amperage is really the fighting power backing you up to crank that motor. And so check your battery every oil change. Don't wait to like, you know, once a year kind of thing. And if you're in a garage, request it. They should be checking it. And so they're checking cold cranking amperage.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get a percentage of pretty much how much of that battery's left.
Absolutely. Yep. The percentage is important. In our town, roughly a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right? A couple of years with the heat and all that kind of stuff. One thing about batteries, I will tell you too, your battery can have a protective insulated casing, okay, if you will, sort of a sock, right?
And right. It helps. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, Volkswagen has them. A lot of the newer, the Europeans are always.
Are they
kinda
good?
Well, they are, and what we found is sometimes they're just tossed away.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been...
I've tossed mine away before, well, not you, this truck what I have in the past.
It's an insulator is what it is. It's really important. And on some of these vehicles, you got to remember, let's say you develop a battery acid leak.
Right.
Okay. That insulation is a whole lot less expensive to sort of wear out than it is any exposed sensitive electronics. Battery acid is very caustic. It's going to just eat through stuff. So... look, put everything back. If you're changing your battery, perhaps you're pulling into one of the parts stores. We get into a hurry and we forget to put everything back.
What about the old wives' tale? Like you got too much crud on the terminals.
There's some.
Can you pour some Coke on there?
Yeah, of course you Coke. As long as you don't put rum in it, you'll be fine. Yeah. No, what we're talking about is sort of that acid, right? So baking soda, seltzer water. I mean, they make product for it, you know. But
I love that New York seltzer.
Oh, yeah. You drink a little, pour it on your battery.
There you go.
You know, you have you're a little festival right there on your battery.
Absolutely.
That's it. Let's see what do we got else for noises.
All right, here. Next noise. Here we go. Oh, ouch.
Ouch.
I blew my ears out.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's an unhealthy sounding muffler right there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Now, mufflers, look, back east, if you guys are listening, you're in the northeast or the northwest, in those areas that see a whole lot of rain. We don't have these issues here in Arizona, but you're going to fight oxidation, right? You're going to have some rust. And so that right there is a muffler. The muffler's designed to do just that, people. It's going to muzzle and muffle the exhaust. If you took the muffler off, you'd have loud noise, right? So that exhaust, a lot of power leaving that engine, going through its little plumbing, it's piping. And
yeah, my grandma didn't have a muffler on her 68 Ford LTD.
I know. Grandma wanted to hot rod. Right. And so I tell you,
you're a mile and a half away.
Some of you guys out there, you know, you got little rice cookers out there, little Japanese Honda cookers, and you got yourself a performance muffler and it sounds. By the way, that's aggravating. I'm going to just say, maybe I'm old, but if you're driving up in my neighborhood and you got some, hey, look at me, muffler.
Too.
I'm sorry, people.
I've always
No.
I've never been a fan of that.
No, I ain't a fan of it either. That's
I've never
bottom
been a fan
line.
Of it.
No. But that's the muffler, right?
Yep.
So the muffler has baffles in it and it's designed to sort of reduce the exhaust. That particular muffler had a hole in it. Now, is that expensive? Well, not really. Mufflers don't. I mean, if you've got a Corvette or some high-end luxury or a performance vehicle, they can get pricey. That's a whole different market.
Right.
There are many great exhaust shops that can get a simple muffler replacement. What other noises?
All right, here's another one. What's that?
That's my neighbor knocking for mayonnaise. Man, in the middle of the night, I don't got any mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Play that one again. It's a knocking noise. Let the people hear this one again.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get loaded back up. Here we go. And here it comes.
Let's see. All right, so that's a vehicle in motion.
Okay.
And what's happening is that's your suspension, specifically the ball joint. The ball joint. Listen, man.
What's a ball joint?
Well, think about your elbow.
Okay.
Your body's made of joints.
Sure.
Your steering and suspension are comprised of joints.
Oh, of course.
Everything is connected, right? The hip bone connected to the
thigh bone and the knee bone connected to the tooth
bone. So your vehicle has
these
joints. And in this particular case, it's a ball joint. It sits on the lower control arm. Think about your arms from your torso. If you go up and down with your arms and you go way out as you're kind of putting your arms out, you go way out to your wrist.
I'm doing it.
You go out way out to your wrist, that's where your ball joints are living.
Okay.
That's your wrist joint, if
so
you
how
will.
Does that go to a car?
Well, make pretend the cartilage around your joint on your wrist started to wear you're going to get a clunking on your wrist.
You're
going to get what we consider that arthritis, a little bit of arthritis.
Of course, yep.
Getting down to the basics here. So what happens is that ball joint over time, that joint, that ball socket starts to wear. And every time you hit over a bump or any sensitivities in the road,
right,
it is now going to, because it has excessive clearance in the joint. It's like your knee. You're going to feel that if that joint, right, your hip joint.
I've been there.
Think about the anatomy. When it comes to steering and suspension noises, really, you can look at the human anatomy. A lot of it's
I would call it a clunk in the steering, maybe?
Well, it can be exasperated by that. There are many things. That specific noise is a ball joint, right?
All right.
Now, you can have strut mounts. You can have, there's all kinds of control arm bushings. There's all kinds of steering suspension. Bottom line is, if you're hearing a knock as you're driving over, maybe you're a little apartment complex speed bumps, maybe you're out just driving up and down Broadway in your town, it's a noise. Get it checked out. In extreme occasions, depending on the design, if your elbow joint was worn, could it separate your forearm from your arm, your upper arm?
I don't like to think about that, Frank.
Well, I mean,
what the hell kind of demented life do you live thinking about that?
Well, I'm just saying, if you take the anatomy, you take the ball joint of a vehicle and you take the joint of your wrist or your elbow and couldn't feel pain.
Right.
That's the key. You'd there feel you pain. That,
no pain.
So bottom line is,
medicinal marijuana would
take
care of
if you got these clunks from your suspension, get it checked out. Now, what's the cost factor? A lot of us are listening right now. Maybe some of our podcast listeners are live listeners. And look, this is all fine and dandy. It's very interesting. We can kind of narrow down these noises. I always say to mellow cost, all right, how much of a priority? A, is it safety? Frank, my daughter's driving this thing.
Okay. Let me play customer.
You do that.
You just give me a printout of everything that seems to be wrong with my vehicle.
Right.
I look at this and I go, ooh. $1,300. Man, I can't afford this right now. Is there anything we can take off right now?
Okay.
Is there anything that can wait to my next check in 2 weeks
or a month? Now, I'm gonna kick it up notches for you.
Okay.
And if you're driving, people, listen to this. If you're listening to the podcast, write it down. It's so simple, man. Think of it as a medical visit with your doctor.
Right.
Number one.
Yes.
Safety.
Okay.
Now, many of you say, well, that's great, Frank. They think it's safety, but is it really safety? And that's why I say transparency is show and tell. It's the pictures. You're developing rapport based upon fact.
Sure.
Not because the guy or gal's good looking, they had good drinks, or it smelled right. No, man. We're talking about the legitimate facts. That means I want the proof. Show me what's good. Show me what I have. So safety, number one. Your mind is thinking, oh, wow, $1,300. Immediately you go into, is it a safety issue?
Right.
I say to you, well, you know, not at this time, Steve.
Okay.
We're going to recheck this next visit.
Okay.
You're golden. Next question.
Right.
That took off, safety, there would be some priority on safety.
I mean, safety,
sure.
What kind of things are going to play into safety?
Well,
tires, brakes.
Brakes, tires.
I mean, the tire
suspension.
Could be already, you know, like the tread could be
well,
gone.
Well, yeah.
Completely.
You guys know we always talk about.
And the wires are popping out.
Right, you got steel cord.
Right.
I'm just trying to get our folks to understand in their mindset, it's safety, number one. Prioritize safety. Number two, Steve, you're going to say to me, well, Frank, I got $1,300 worth of stuff. And what about, could this cost me more money later? And I'm going to come back and say, well, you know, we have a worn part now. It's $300 for the repair. However, if we let it go, it's going to cost this much more later. So I went from safety to mechanical. Mechanical
right.
could cost me more money later. And third is maintenance. I got $600 out of that $1,300 that essentially I've said to you, well, we need some teeth cleaning. Let's keep
air
it running.
Filter.
Now, guess what, people? There is a good news on this front for sure. I got a clap on that one. We went from safety, mechanical, what could break cause more money.
Yep.
And now I'm in the maintenance section. Maintenance is vital. It is important. But if you've got a huge estimate,
right,
and I've got some other things, I may want to plan my maintenance.
But you got to stay on top of it, because you can't just say, I'm going to come back in 2 weeks and then never deal with it, because that's just going to cost you more money in the long run.
It can. I'm saying that if you have a big, big invoice present or big estimate, I want to start breaking this down. I want the listeners to understand. I want to know my safety. I want to know major mechanical could cost me more money.
Sure.
And third is my teeth cleaning maintenance. Now, if you came in, it was solely maintenance.
Right.
yeah, we're going to say, okay, you got about $300 in maintenance.
Right.
Everything else looks good. You may say, good, I'm going to go for that. But if you came in and I and you got an estimate for $1,300 with all random, a bunch of stuff that's needed, that's...
Ranch Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
All right, Frank, I got one more noise. One more noise. You ready for it?
All right, let's see what
kind of...
Here
we go. Magic. What's all that mess?
Right. All right. What's that mean? Noise
yes.
was horrible, man.
Horrible noise.
That, well, play it again.
All right, one more time. Play it again,
Sam. I want the listeners. All right. That could be a few things.
All right.
But I think what we're talking about is the dash yep. noises, yep. right? If you're driving and you're dash, especially when you sort of turn up the volume on your AC, or if you're up north in Dakota, Canada, somewhere, and it's cold, and you sure. turn that heater on, and that noise will fluctuate from the one setting, two setting, three, and get worse and get right. more rapid. That's your blower motor. Think about your blower motor as you would a fan in your room at your house somewhere right. or your apartment. The fan blade is actually now rubbing. It's kind of, it's plastic, right? So sure. that fan blade over time can start snapping, cracking, coming apart, and it's rubbing in its case. It's in a case. It's housing.
It must be coming apart if it's rubbing, because it's not getting any bigger.
Right. Now, one tip on this, guys, if you're listening, if you park under a tree often, or if your car sits often under a tree, and you start getting leaves and debris by the base of the windshield, right. by the cowl area, that's your fresh air induction system. So that air goes through the system. Those leaves can get trapped. Now, the good news to that is you may not need a blower motor. You may just have some debris inside its little housing. You pull out. In fact, we've seen some stuff. I've seen acorns. I mean, you got to remember, rodents like to just hunker down.
Sure.
And they get inside the dash and they want to hang out, and it's been sleeping. You haven't started the car for a while, and all of a sudden you get noise and a smell. That's not good. I've had noise and smell.
Like dead animal smell.
Rodent smell. Ooh. Yeah, big time. So we're going to recap real quick before we get...
Oh, wait a minute.
We got... Who's on the air?
The Blue Hen of Delaware.
Yeah, Mr. Greg Buckley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man, calling out of Delaware, brother? How you been?
Gosh. I'm doing fine, man. It's a rough week, busy shop, you know. We have all those noises that kept coming in.
Yeah,
I know, the noises. You guys listening every week, we've got the pleasure of hanging with Greg Buckley out of Wilmington, Delaware. You guys look him up if you have anybody in the Wilmington, Delaware area. Buckley's Car Care. Give me the website.
www.buckleysautocare.com.
Yes, and so we're going to recap a little bit. We talked about brake squeaks. We talked about brake grinds, sort of the priority. We talked about belt squeaks, those annoying belt squeaks. Mm-hmm. We also talked about some of those suspension clunkety-clackety kind of noises. And, Greg, I know you got your fair share of noises that come in, man. Shoot me some noise. What kind of noises could you give us?
Well, you know, it was really funny. We just had one on a F-250 diesel, King Ranch model.
Big Daddy.
Right? Yeah, Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Came in with a very subtle situation where we just hear a little bit of a tinging sound.
Oh.
And the only way you would hear it, actually, is if you went down, you put the truck and rode through, you created an echo chamber so the sound would bounce off of...
So by a wall or something, right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's the only way you really could detect it. And the complaint was that he really didn't recognize the noise, but what he did feel was that when he went into a turn, to a right turn, the wheel would violently lock up, and it would not recover. And it was a slight situation, but...
That's scary. That's scary when you turn, it would lock
it
up.
Really,
wow.
You know, and we heard the noise, but we really couldn't duplicate the concern. And that's
that's always tough for everybody.
Yeah, it really is, because we're out to do our job, and you don't want to say, well, we're not...
We don't want to guess. Yeah.
We don't want to guess. You can't guess, because you know, Frank, working on those big diesels, that can be an expensive guess.
It can be. And add to that, we talked about this. You guys know technology, right in your hand, your best, most powerful friend, other than the Ranch Nation people here. Yeah. Is your smartphone, man. If you've got a noise, just spend some time and record the noise, make a video. So what happened now with this F-250?
It ended up being the universal joint on the right front axle.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It would create a situation where it would cause the front hub to be loose, but at the same time, that joint would lock up going into a right turn.
Right.
So it stressed it out and locked up, and we cured it. Everything went fine.
Right.
We also had the belt tensioners come in, you know, and that and those new belts, it's a EDPM.
Thank you. That's right. Ethylene promenade belt.
Yeah,
All right. EPDM. Thank you for correcting that. And, Greg, those belts won't necessarily crack. They'll wear depth-wise.
They will wear.
Yeah, they'll wear depth-wise.
Right.
So it's interesting you mentioned the U-joints up front, four-wheel drive unit there, some of these trucks. But, you know, a lot of these passenger cars, you know, a little two-wheel drive passenger car, front-wheel drive, they have the CV joints.
That's right.
And
it sounds like marbles.
Yeah, when you turn, it's clicketing.
Clicketing, can click, 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 and it's the way that the joints are designed.
Right.
Know, it's like, I kind of explain, like, when a wrist gets arthritis, you know how you bend it around and you crack, 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 and it can really be kind of stiff?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of way that you could look at it, you know, the people who are listening.
It sucks to get old. We're talking about our bodies getting old, man. It's good. I don't want to get
it. I got to get myself out to Arizona real quick.
Yeah, we're going to get
2 weeks
some
away.
Nice weather, baby.
2 weeks?
Yeah, we are looking forward to that, man.
I am so psyched to get out there to see you guys. It's going to be a fun show.
How long are you going to be in town?
I'll be in for 4 days.
Awesome. You're going to love it.
Yeah, man.
So we look forward to that. We're going to design a special show. In fact, I'm going to try to surprise the situation. And don't be surprised if I have your
I have an
people.
Idea too.
We got ideas,
well,
a bunch of crazy radio
idea.
People here. But we always love having you on, Mr. Buckley. Buckley's Auto Care out of Wilmington, brother.
Guys.
Be safe. Have a good time
Will
out
do.
There, man. Be safe.
All right, talk to you next week, Greg.
You got it, guys. See you.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Well, all right, in the tradition of Mr. Buckley out of Wilmington, Delaware, we got a wild and wacky Delaware story. Hey, if a truck crashes, would you prefer a beer truck, a banana truck, or a unminted penny truck?
There's no fried chicken truck in there?
No dumping fried, but a truck crashes and spills its pennies on I-95 in Delaware. And these were unminted, man. I mean, there's pennies all over. It happened at 2 o'clock. All the bartenders were getting off, and they said, well, we got some unminted pennies right there on the I-295 split in Delaware. That was big news. Thankfully, nobody got really badly hurt. And, you know, people out there collecting unminted pennies.
Somebody's going to do well at the parking swap this weekend.
That's right. Hey, we had a really good time on the show. You guys can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Wrench Nation, and all our podcast listeners. You guys rock, man. We appreciate you guys.
We'll see you next week.
And always remember, be safe, hug each other, and always hug a mechanic.
Live from the Johns Refrigeration Media Center at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is 88.7 The Pulse.